With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli forces have closed in on the city of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip, engaging in close combat with Hamas fighters in what could be a decisive battle of the two-month war. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says it's unnecessary for the Biden administration to recommend that Israel not reoccupy Gaza.
I think the last thing Israel wants to do, from Benjamin Netanyahu down to ordinary, normal Israeli citizens, is to have to reoccupy Gaza and be responsible, say, for public services or security there. That's why Israel left almost 20 years ago.
Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Since the collapse of the truce, Israel has turned its focus in Gaza to root out Hamas terrorists that are holed up there. Also at SRNNews.com, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham is warning Democrats there will be no deal on foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel until they address the crisis at the southern border. Bob Agnew reports.
The world is on fire.
Senator Graham, using his opening remarks at the Judiciary Committee's annual FBI oversight hearing, to complain that while Democrats may take seriously aid to Ukraine and Israel,
when it comes to our border, you're playing a game of doing the least amount possible to pick 10 or 12 of us off. It ain't happening.
Not enough Republican votes, he says, to pass a foreign aid bill that ignores the real and present danger at the southern U.S. border.
There will be no assistance to other nations who are deserving until we assist our own nation.
Bob Agner reporting.
U.S. employers posting 8.7 million job openings in October. That's the fewest since March 2021. In a sign that hiring is cooling in the face of higher interest rates, yet remains at a still healthy pace. This is SRN News. Jews around the world will begin celebrating Hanukkah on Thursday.
It will be a somber occasion this year with the Hamas attack on Israel in October and the ongoing hostilities in the Holy Land. Hanukkah tells the story of God's faithfulness to the Jewish people in one of their darkest hours. And many Jews will be thinking about that as they begin lighting their candles on Thursday night. In many communities across the U.S. and other countries, large menorahs will also be lit in public places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-conversion laws spreading around the world, mostly to prevent people from becoming Christians. A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and International Christian Concern finds nearly 50 countries now have anti-conversion laws on their books. Some bar people from sharing their faith. Others keep individuals born into one faith from marrying someone of another. This is SRN News. JetBlue says it needs to buy Spirit Airlines to compete with bigger airlines in a post-COVID travel world. That's the case a JetBlue lawyer made during closing arguments in the trial over the government's lawsuit to block JetBlue from buying Spirit. The Justice Department argues that the proposed $3.8 billion merger would hurt consumers. President Biden continues to draw low job approval numbers.
According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance, while nearly 56% disapprove. Recent public opinion surveys continue to show low approval ratings fueled by unhappiness over the president's handling of the economy. With only 40% approval, Mr. Biden trails Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush at the same point in their first term in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.